Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, we're learning Zechor Lemiriam, Perek Gimel, share number 16. I hope you and your families are doing well. We spoke about yesterday how HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I can save you from all the tzaras in the world. And who doesn't need to be saved from the tzaras in the world in this generation during this pandemic? If what? If we save ourselves by not speaking Lashon Hara. But the Yitzhahara attacks us with empty tainus, with empty reasons as to why we cannot be successful against speaking Lashon Hara. And he tells us that we don't have the ability, we don't have the koyach. It's impossible, he says, not to speak Lashon Hara. Try it, he says. You won't be successful. So therefore, just throw in the towel now. This is the Yitzhahara that attacks us, that says we cannot be successful, and we will speak Lashon Hara. Explains the Chafetz Chaim, that's not true. Why is it not true? Because we have mitzvahs d'oraisa, we have positive and negative commandments, there are curses that befall a person who speaks Lashon Hara, and we know Hashem does not give us a test that we cannot pass. So if that's the case, that we have positive commandments to do, and negative commandments to avoid, and curses to make sure we don't get upon ourselves. Obviously, sheyesh b'koyach adam lishomer, we have the ability to save ourselves, to strengthen ourselves, and not speak Lashon Hara. Imrak yosim liboy lazeh, if we only pay heed, pay attention to these mitzvahs, v'yetzamtzim es diburoy shloy leharboisoy. Now he tells us a very important eitzah. Don't speak excessively. We should be mitzamtzem b'diburoy. Kiburoy d'vorim lo yechdal pesha. Because when a person speaks a lot, lo yechdal pesha, he will definitely come to make mistakes with his speech. A lot of us have cell phones that have unlimited talk, text, and sometimes data. Years ago, I'm not talking about the telegraph, I'm talking about texting. There was a limit on texting. There's X amount of texting, whatever your plan gave you. And you want to make sure when you texted on those plans that everything was precise, or else you'll run out of your texting plan. You'll have to wait, or they might charge you more, however it worked by you. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us we have to work on being mitzamtzem b'dibureinu, lessen our conversations, our speech. Talk about things of Divrei Torah, of Shidduchim, of Chesed, positive things, but not just stam idle conversations of nonsense. Because from those conversations, b'kibiroiv dvarim lo yechdal pesha, a person will come to do averus. And then when we stand in front of Hashem by a day of judgment, a person is not going to want to say any extra words, because those extra words will be used against us. So we see we can shorten our speech, lessen our conversations. It's possible a person can deal with the fact of speaking less, keeping his mouth closed, in order to attain the promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiatzileu, Hashem promised, Shiatzileu mikol atzoros habayis alav. Hashem can save us from all of the tzoros, all of the tragedies, rachmanu litzlan, that can befall a person, imrak mishoit lashon yichpa. And if we just hide ourselves and we don't speak Lashon Hara. Have a wonderful Shabbos.